Prime Minister.
A little more than 24 hours since taking the top job, Rishi Sunak stood in the House of Commons for the first time as Prime Minister. From the opposition Labour Party, an acknowledgement of the historic moment.
May I welcome the Prime Minister. The first British Asian Prime Minister is a significant moment in our national story.
But there was a quick return to rowdy partisan politics and a call for an early general election.
Let working people have their say and call a general election.
From Rishi Sunak, an echo from his words on Tuesday, insisting his mandate was clear.
Our mandate is based on a manifesto that we were elected on, to remind him an election that we won and they lost.
Earlier, the new Prime Minister met his leadership team for the first time, but he's already facing criticism for his appointment of Suella Braverman as Home Secretary, the UK's Interior Minister. She was sacked just a week ago by Liz Truss for a classified data breach, an appointment Sunak was forced to defend.
The Home Secretary made an error of judgment, but she recognised that, she raised the matter and she accepted her mistake. And that's why I was delighted to welcome back into a united cabinet that brings experience and stability to the heart of government.
Rishi Sunak was propelled into the job after Liz Truss presided over an economic meltdown in her first few weeks in charge. Now the announcement of how the government will repair the country's finances has been delayed by the change at the top.
It's also extremely important that that statement is based on the most accurate possible economic forecasts and forecasts of public finances. And for that reason, the Prime Minister and I have decided that it is prudent to make that statement on the 17th of November.
As Prime Ministerial debuts go, this was perhaps as good as Rishi Sunak could hope. But the issues facing Liz Truss haven't disappeared.
That completes questions.
And there will be tougher days ahead. Alan Fisher, Al Jazeera, Westminster.